Benny jumped back. Henry said, "I don't think Mr. Mapp hid the jewelry there." Pointing, Violet said,
"Maybe he went into the store and hid it in there."
But when they asked the owner of the gift shop, she shook her head. "I saw the guy run by across the street," she told them. "He didn't come anywhere near my store."
"Did you see him hide anything or throw anything away before the police caught him?"
Jessie asked. Again, the store owner shook her head. "Nope. He ran part way up the street, then stopped suddenly, put his hands in his pockets, and began to whistle as if he didn't have a care in the world. It was almost as if he wanted the police to catch him."
"Thank you," Henry said.
When they went back outside, Violet sighed.
"I don't think he hid the jewels near here," she said.
"No,"
Jessie agreed.
"But maybe we should look around just in case."
The Aldens checked the empty lot, but all they found were tin cans, old newspapers, and one flat tire.
"People sure are litter bugs,"
Benny said, as he gathered up the garbage and put it into a trash can on the corner. Henry bent and peered into the trash can.
"What are you doing, Henry?"
Jessie asked.
"Checking to make sure he didn't hide the jewels in here. It would be a good place to hide them. Who would ever think of looking for jewels in a trash can?"
But no necklace, ring, or bracelet glittered amid the cans and bottles and papers in the garbage can. They went to one of the corner houses and knocked on the door. When an old man answered, Violet said politely,
"We're looking for something we lost. Could we check around your front yard?"
"Well, help yourself," the man said. "I just cut the grass 2 days."